We've all been told and we've all heard about studies that say children that are in daycare early on before kindergarten do better academically. We need to look at why, and we need to look at if that's really true.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, and I'm your host, Ruthie J. This whole week talking about the potential negative impacts of daycare or childcare, really how necessary mom is in those early years of raising the child for behavior issues. Also, emotionally, you want that emotional attachment with mom, and we've talked at length about these, so you can listen to previous broadcasts online at parentingtoday.org and share that with your friends. But today, yeah, intellectually, academically, you're talking about a 2-3-year-old, and we think they can learn the ABCs a little better sometimes at daycare?
Well, I do think that people have come to believe and been told and justified it that I want my children to get a leg up on academics, and so I want to get them in some kind of daycare, childcare, Montessori, something early on for the leg up. And I do think that academics and education and GPAs have become the great American God. My child will be successful if they have a 4.0 and get off to a great university. Mm-hmm. We all know that's a myth.
Right.
But here's the deal. There are some daycare centers in locations in cities that give children academic stimulation that they would not get at home because of the environment at home. Those studies I agree with. Those are Head Start type studies mm-hmm. that help children be in daycare so their moms can work. Their moms are not going to be reading to them at home, and it's a great program. But for other moms that would be reading and have that child and read the book, in fact, the children that are 2 and 3 love you to read the same book over and over and over, pointing out words, pointing out colors. Mom can do far better than a daycare center. And mom that chooses to do, and mom that chooses to take the time to help that child, because research indicates mom's the best teacher. Mom is just the best teacher. She teaches everything. She just doesn't get through the book, and she just doesn't stop for the story, and she has fun. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Rosemary, who was teaching me how to read to the children, and there were a couple of books that we would read, and she said, now's the time to have fun and change some of the words and see if they catch it. And Tori would catch it every time. And, you know, this is a book that this generation would never read, but Little Red Riding Hood was a book, and I would change it to Little Red Riding Pig and Little Red Riding Horse. And she's, no. And where's the hood? And her showing the little hood on the little girl's raincoat or whatever it was she was going through the village or woods with, and just having fun. And that became a great family fun, but also became her watching and looking and waiting and preparing and thinking. There's never, ever going to be anybody that has more time to help our child grow academically. We're going to talk about this next week when the academic person is in here, Rosemary, and the colors and identification. So my children just arrived at kindergarten. Wow, they were stars, not because they're smarter, but because somebody took the time at home to do the teaching.
But that means mommy has to be teacher also, which, you know, a lot of mommies can be, but some can't. What do you say to those?
Every mommy can teach colors. Every mommy can teach counting. Every mommy can do some of these basic things. We're in such a great time that you don't have to go take a course. You just plug into the blogs and you go after people that are ready to help you. What do I do for
There's
my 2-year-old?
For everything,
oh,
too.
It's wonderful. Rosemary has apps on her phone for our grandchild. This is such a great time, but realizing no one is going to spend the time and the concern that a mom can. Mm. I mean, you said it well, just to keep them home, and you've said this almost every time, just to choose to keep them home doesn't get the job done.
Right.
To choose to keep them home and do things that stimulate them academically and stimulate their learning and stimulate them to know. And children love repetitive learning. Mm-hmm. Children love when all of a sudden the alphabet magnets were on the refrigerator and they saw them out of order and they just knew there's something wrong. These aren't in order. Mm-hmm. And trying to figure it out and trying to match them up. Those are great, comfortable learning environments mm-hmm. for the child. That doesn't mean we've kept them in the house and put them in Tupperware and squeezed out all the bad air.
Right. They sat there staring at the wall.
No,
for 4 hours.
We went out, they had play dates and they did all these other things. But academically and intellectual development, no one's going to do better than mom. I'm sorry. To think that you can be in a classroom of 12 versus a classroom of 1, the classroom of 1 is always going to win.
And proving that is the homeschool movement too.
Oh,
how
absolutely.
Many homeschool parents are just cranking out some amazing academic kids that really it's hard to compete against some of them because they do such a great job.
Well, they keep winning the spelling bee every year. And so it's astounding. Yeah, my daughter, Tori, has married a guy who grew up in homeschooled, and I'm amazed at the level of reading he was doing. He was reading C.S. Lewis in middle school, homeschool, when he was in his early teens. And he's brilliant.
Wow.
So watching all of this, I think we have to dispel the myth that mom can't do this. This is mom can do it if she wants to learn to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she can utilize some VeggieTales and then pull away. She doesn't have to be doing it 24/7.
Right.
But yes, get a break and get your coffee and watch VeggieTales with them. But also do some of the other things. Get them in a car. Meet another mom. Again, we're going to do this next week. But I want to say is I think there's some moms that have come to believe if I don't get them in that academic environment, they won't be ready for kindergarten. That is absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that needs to be done, you can do at home.
Mm-hmm. And you know your child more than anybody else. There's we'll talk about this next week too, but the 8 different kinds of ways that a child can learn. Some learn better with colors artistically, others learn better with nature, others with music, others mathematical and stuff like that. So to learn that bent, and then when they do go to school, they come back with an issue with some subject, you already know the bent of that child.
Right.
But how would you know that if you're really not teaching them? Yeah, maybe they go to daycare, and for the parents that don't have options, your kids do end up learning to be good academically.
And if they go to daycare, bring them home and sit them on your lap and read anyway.
And learn.
Yes. Give your children, no matter whether daycare or not, give your children a love for reading. Readers are leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And give them a love for reading. But also understand this little mind is soaking it up. It's soaking up your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
It's soaking up the way you're saying things, helping them with sentences. It's soaking up reading. And let me say, this is so important. Everybody knows it, but people don't do it because their children battle them. If you live in a family where there's 2 languages spoken, wow, why would you not give them both languages? Second question I ask in an interview here at Sharon House, tell me when you came to Christ. Do you speak Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
And when one woman said the other day, no, Portuguese, you're in. Thank you. Awesome. So this opportunity that no one else is going to teach like you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to decide that we are the best school teachers our children will ever have. And getting them ready for kindergarten, getting them ready for K-5, getting them ready to go in with a leg up. Rosemary was homeschooled for a long period of her life. She actually had a school desk. She and her brother sat at a school desk, 8 a.m.
Wow.
This would be her mom. 8 a.m. every morning, stood up, pledge allegiance to the flag. They were growing up in Japan, pledge allegiance to the American flag, and got back at their school desk, had a recess. She got them into a routine for when they came back to the States. But this opportunity to stimulate this child's mind and watch it grow, no one will do the verbal skills better.
Mm-hmm.
No one will listen for those words better. No one will take that time. There is no substitute for mom as a school teacher. And yes, one of our children was a tactile learner. Roby learned doing things with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we actually thought he was engineer material because we got him all these engineer architect programs for the computer to see if this was him. And he did a lot of stuff. He designed actually a house we would love to build one day, but he's a pastor today. I mean, he took that kind of thinking into language skills and became a biblical languages major.
Wow.
Tori was a very verbal learner. Tori you could talk to Tori and she gets it. She just gets it. And you do understand your child's learning style.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, you can help them further on. But no one else is going to have the one-size-fits-all learning ability with that child.
Mm-hmm.
Roby was great in his bedroom, sitting in his little desk early on, playing with his Legos. Tori had to be a little more social. Roby, if you went in and sat at the other little chair at his little desk and did his Legos and watched him put all his Legos according to colors back in his little special briefcase, which was bizarre to me, and put his briefcase away, it all worked for him. Your kids are different, and to embrace that, you as a mom, and then again, I want to say this over and over, if there's a dad in the home, bringing dad into the loop, because dad brings a very special extra learning. It's extra special for dad to sit there and do the Legos. It's extra special for dad to even be with Tori as we're trying to figure out how to put together that dollhouse, whatever it is, and spending that time. Because as you're teaching, as you're reading, as you're making a big deal out of their drawings that they did today, that always be a drawing for me when I came home from them, that would be just huge.
Mm-hmm.
And making a big deal and putting it places. And you know what? Get a frame, one of those acrylic frames, and put them in strategic places in the home. And today's drawing goes in there. And they know my drawing's up on the wall. and no one knows even what it is,
right.
But they know what
That's
it is.
Okay.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Making a huge deal. You're really good at this. But beginning the process of developing their intellectual development by this intellectual stimulation, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, no one's going to do this better than mom.
Right. And as mom, you know, you're not perfect either. So you do the best that you can. I mean, I have a friend who is just amazing, but she's super structured. She took me over to the side one day when I went to her house. She's like, look how compulsive I am. And she took out this piece of paper and it's like every 15 minutes is planned out for her kids. And I asked her, I'm like, does this actually happen every day? She's like, well, sort of, but at least I try, you know? And I think that's the idea though, is that you try your best, but it does take being intentional.
She's bringing the best of her.
Yeah.
You know, and the best of her is she functions in routine.
Yeah.
A little bit of control issues, but she functions in routine. And I got to say, children function well in routine.
Yeah.
There are other, Rosemary does not. That's not Rosemary. We had to help that side of Rosemary with routine. She's an intellect, but she's also fun. Mm-hmm. And so everything would be fun. And it's supposed to be over by nap time, but it wasn't while they were making this, whatever it was. And this is Dad's favorite cookies. We're making these cookies for Dad. But learning how to follow directions and mm-hmm. using those times to teach sequential thinking. No, you don't just make the cookie first. You have to mix the cookie and do this, 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 and this. And me saying to Rosemary, why don't you just buy the cookies that you just cut them off that were already made? Because I want to teach them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read ingredients. We're going to talk about the eggs. We're going to talk about that. And just watching this process of this intellectual development. I think there is moms, especially sitting here listening right now, saying, wow, I have no clue how to do that. There are so many blogs you can go to.
Yes.
You know, Brazington has a great blog. You can go to. She actually lives in this town. There are just blogs you can go to get help on things, activities you can do with your children to help them and help raise their level of thinking rather than just blobbing them in front of a television set. Mm-hmm. See, I think a lot of people want to take them to the daycare under good circumstances. I want them to be stimulated, and there's so many things to do there. I don't want to park them in front of a DVD mm-hmm. watching 9,000 episodes of a grape and a tomato and a cucumber running around.
Right.
Yeah, I get that, but you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, really, really important. This is this, you know, when moms are pregnant, they learn all these things they need to learn. They just need to continue helping that child pass the birth process, be stimulated, and not be duped to believe if you don't get them in there, they will not perform. That's actually not the research. You can do better stimulation to get them ready for kindergarten and their readiness skills. Again, next week we'll work on that with Rosemary and prepare them to have a great launch academically and a great launch socially and a great launch as far as feeling precious and valuable as your child. You will be the greatest teacher. No one can take the time that you can to read books and sit. This is reading time and your friend with her routine. This is reading time. This is okay. This is put everything away time. This is fold the laundry together time. And let's mm-hmm. talk about that. And let's count how many socks are on the bed and do that as we're folding the laundry time. All these things to teach them. This is why we count.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be two socks. Okay, match up the socks, match up the colors as we're putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
On and on and on and on and on. All these things that happened on a farm when we did these things together and we learned how to count and we learned labels and we learned colors. We need to do that with our children rather than subcontract it out, because you will be the teacher and the nurturer and the disciplinarian all rolled into one. You can do it. I think she's been told, you know what? I can be a great veterinarian, but I've never been taught how to do this.
Yeah.
I can be a great MBA for Price Whoever House, but I've not been taught how to do this personally.
Parenting is sort of a self-learning thing. Like, we all learn from somebody else. You don't go to school for it, but you have resources like this program. And again, online, there's so much stuff. So it's not something to be scared about, but you do have to, you know, pull your own bootstraps up and
Absolutely.
Do the work. You know?
I couldn't figure out how to do a shop vac the other day for sucking water out of the air conditioner. I went online, saw a 2-minute video, done. I ought to have an air conditioning license
now. We'll give you
now.
A certificate.
Yes,
for
I was ready for that. I learned this is a great time. You're not alone. You can do this. You're your child's greatest parent.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. And if you want to hear this program again, the ideas that we talked about, and find more resources on parenting, you can find them on Sheridan House Family Ministries website. It's the abbreviation of that, shfm.org. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and you can find this program that you can listen to every day on the website, parentingtoday.org. That's where you can also sign up for the daily email blog, all kinds of connections, and on Facebook and Twitter, and sharing these and podcasting it. There are lots of options there. So check it out online at parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for the Friday edition for more on this topic of the impact of daycare on your child.